This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Senator Robert Menendez, tell us about this case, why it's important, and why Chuck Johnson is there covering it this week. Give us the details.
Sure. I mean, in 2012, Matthew Boyle and I at the Daily Caller broke a story about a U.S. senator who was stiffing underage prostitutes, and it ultimately led to a huge investigation about all the favors that the senator was doing on behalf of his friends, this guy Salmon Meljen, who was running one of the largest Medicare frauds in American history. And they got, you know, Meljen got convicted on all 67 counts of Medicare fraud. And now the U.S. government is prosecuting Senator Menendez for all the corrupt things he did on behalf of his friend who gave him all this money, who, you know, went partying with him, went and visited all these women with him down in the Dominican Republic. And it's been a really interesting trial, because Menendez tried to lie to people and say that he was, you know, pro, you know, he's basically against the Iran deal. He was a pro-Israel Democrat. So a lot of, you know, pro-Israel people got conned and gave him a bunch of money for his legal defense. But now the trial is going on. It's going to last for 6 weeks. And I was the one who broke the story, and it was kind of crazy how it all happens.
What about the reports I heard years ago of him being investigated, the allegations of underage?
So the underage stuff, the feds are not bringing the claims against that. I've talked to some of the FBI agents about it, and their attitude was, look, we've got more than enough to put this guy away on just straight-up bribery and graft. But, you know, Menendez's co-defendant, Meljen, you know, he had all these girlfriends. Many of them look like escorts. They sound like escorts. And yesterday, Menendez's staffer testified that he worked with Menendez to bring in Meljen's girlfriends. And this, by the way, is, you know, a married guy, and he's bringing in all these women, basically bringing them in on her tourist visas. So the real question is, we know that he's doing this already. Those are just the ones that the government's brought the case on. Were there others? You know, we reported that there were in 2012. I was attacked by Newsweek. Newsweek called me used Menendez's smear and said that it was a Cuban intelligence plot. I was attacked for being anti-Israel. Of course, I'm not. And I was smeared for months and for years. And then in 2015, the FBI came out and said that all the reporting that Matthew Boyle and I did was corroborated, was true. And so that's sort of a very fascinating place to be, and it continues to be kind of exciting.
Chuck Johnson, let me ask you this final question. We look at Debbie Wasserman Schultz now. We have Representative Frank saying what we reported a week ago is accurate, that they're seeking immunity for significant disturbing testimony against Debbie Wasserman Schultz. What's the intel? I know you've got your ear to the ground on what she's been up to.
So what I've been told is that it's not going to look good for her. Basically, what they did was they really allowed foreign Pakistani, you know, nationals to basically penetrate the entire basically IT system of the Democratic Party. And it's not looking good. It's not looking good at all. I think one of the problems that the Democrats have in general is because they're so addicted to foreign labor, and they're so addicted to, like, trying to human smuggle people into the country, that they don't think about some of the security risks that some of these things pose, like with the with those brothers from Pakistan.
That's right. They think, oh, somebody from a foreign government, like, you know, the Russians were in there too, and the Chinese, or the Office of Personnel hack that was 20 million people. I mean, they're the ones doing this. Just everything's wide open. Well, they point their fingers at us and say, we're secret Russian agents, when we're the opposite.
No, and honestly, like, you know, I've never had any beef with Russia in my entire life. I wish them well. They have a lot of hot women and oil, you know, but I'm not paid by Russia for anything.
Of course. So it's the globalists that are selling the country out. Chuck Johnson, thank you so much. Amazing information. Join us again as more unfolds with this trial. We'll be back.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I wanted to get Professor James McCanny on for the next half hour, because he's a high-level professor who has done a lot of different breakdowns on things that are happening in our environment, things that are happening in our atmosphere, things that are unfolding with weather modification, American geospatial union meetings, and you know, other things that he's been part of. I'm not going to go over his entire bio, but you can find out more at jmccsci.com. Or just Google Professor James McCanny. Before we go to him, Laura Loomer is going out today, and she is, again, just a free-roving citizen journalist. She's intending to go to book signings with Hillary where they ask the question, what happened She's going to ask her what happened at Benghazi, what happened with the servers, things like that. She's going to be joining us, and we now have the excerpts we'll be playing, because the book on tape just came out a few days ago, the excerpts of Hillary attacking yours truly in InfoWars in the book with her own voice narrating it. It's very grating, but we're going to be playing that coming up a little bit later towards the end of this hour. And then Paul Watson from London, England, will be hosting the fourth hour with masses of key breaking news. Now, I want to be clear. Every time I cover a subject like this, the media misrepresents and says that I am, you know, saying for sure that this is weather modified or that the government did this, the government did that. All I know is they admit they've got a lot of these systems. The former Secretary of Defense, William Cohen, back in April of 1997, gave a press conference and admitted it. So we should have a debate about this. The ultimate class system is this whole national security and now global security system where the upper class gets into the cult of secret government corporations, and then they travel up that to the corporate or military ladder, and then they get access to what's going on, at least pieces of it, but the public doesn't, and only the people up at the very, very top get to then see how all the pieces are fitting together. That's real discrimination. That's control of knowledge. And Professor James McKinney breaks that down. I'm not going to go over all the things he's done and all the things he's been involved in, but I'd like to just get his general take on where we are globally right now. We've got all the Kuiper Belt objects. They're now admitting more of those come into the solar system. We've got massive record earthquakes. Mexico is going to help in the situation in Texas with Harvey until they got hit with the biggest earthquake in their history. Why does all this connect together? What's going on with the stone, the sun? We'll get his perspective. We've been having astrophysicists on lately, you name it, to give us their take. So, Professor James McKinney, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me here.
So you're really the super expert on everything. Give us your breakdown just on what you think is most important.
Well, Alex, I worked with Russian scientists in the mid-1990s, and what we developed were two systems for degrading hurricanes, leading them offshore. And this information was given to the U.S. military because Russia really doesn't have a problem with hurricanes. We do. And the U.S. military, we knew that they had militarized this information in the early 2000s. They sent up three large satellites. They said they were for communications. We knew that they were laser satellites. And they have been using these to manipulate storms. That's when the serious storm manipulation problem began. And the way they do this, hurricanes, we first have to dispel this myth that hurricanes are somehow created and maintained by warm water. Totally incorrect. The hurricanes are powered by electrical currents from the ionosphere. And what we learned is how to enhance and use those currents to steer hurricanes away from shore and away from harm of the public. Now they're using these, and you could see it with Hurricane Irma, was built and designed in the eastern Atlantic and just guided across. That's why these hurricane models supposedly predicted where they were going to go up Florida days, almost a week in advance. It's absurd. But this was one of the most manipulated guided storms I've ever seen, along with Hurricane Katrina, which was a totally manipulated storm for maximum destruction. This was to destroy Florida, evacuate Florida, just as Hurricane Harvey was to destroy Houston.
You know, we could pull up time-lapse of Hurricane Katrina's satellite or also radar composites, and it comes in out of the Atlantic, it goes up the side, sits there and waits a couple days, and then races across and goes right into Louisiana. And again, I had Ben Livingston on, the father of a lot of our modern weather weapons, and it was declassified. I saw his name in a newspaper, called him, got him on. He got a visit a week after, and he told me, he said, I can't ever talk to anybody again. They've reclassified it. They just threatened me. But he said they had systems to control hurricanes and steer them and or kill them back in the 1960s.
What you have is a low-pressure cell. And part of the manipulation is to manipulate the public into believing that this is caused by warm water. And so if the public doesn't understand the true nature of hurricanes, now we're seeing on the screen here, look at the eye. Is this Katrina? I'm assuming this
yes.
is Katrina. Yeah, it came in. And I just read some analysis from some weather reporters how they were totally taken by surprise at the path and the strengthening of Katrina. It was totally off the records. It was totally out of control. But it was being controlled by for maximum destruction of New Orleans. And look, we have no record of maybe millions of people that were in New Orleans. I used to live in New Orleans. I went to Tulane for grad school. And I rode all around the levees. The Hurricane Katrina had already passed New Orleans when they blew the levee in seven places. The flooding was a result of blown levees from explosions, not from back surge from Hurricane Katrina.
And you're saying it was used for social engineering, I guess, is an example of how to use weather weapons to then clear an area?
Exactly. We don't know what happened. How many? Possibly a million people in New Orleans we have no record of.
By the way, they called it a conspiracy theory that levees got blown. They later admitted that they did release some of the levees. They did indeed blow some of the levees.
Yeah, I rode my bicycle around those levees as a student. I know those levees like the back of my hand. And for the concept that these were destroyed by a back surge off Lake Pontchartrain, totally absurd. These were blown to flood the city because New Orleans.
Yeah, I mean, these levees, you can, like you said, a bicycle. They're like, what, 10, 12 feet wide?
Oh, yeah, they're massive. They're massive. Yeah, there's a hurricane surge is not going to take these levees out. And we know that they were blown in the lower wards where the
main. By the way, we know gun confiscation happened. They denied that for a week.
Right.
It was later admitted. And just like the U.S. Virgin Islands confiscated all the guns, the U.S. Virgin Islands governor took the guns just last week again.
Right. And there's again, Hurricane Irma destroyed these islands. And there was no need to do this. Now, Irma was a perfect example where they could have used the same technology to direct the storm north into the center of the Atlantic, completely out of harm's way. And they drug it across. Interestingly enough, they brought it way north of Puerto Rico and then brought it back down into Hispaniola, to Dominican Republic, Haiti, and then Cuba for maximum destruction. And then it takes a right turn exactly perfectly to come up the west coast of Florida. And they did that to maximize the energy and the storm surge. But they made a mistake. They could not maintain the energy in the storm. You could see them pulling it. I posted a picture, by the way, on my webpage.
Well, isn't that because they're even admitting that because those bays are so shallow that they didn't get enough water?
Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing, they made Irma so big that it dumped most of its water out in the ocean. So it didn't have much rain. It was a dry hurricane by the time it got to Tampa. So it did not have much momentum. And so they failed. You could see them bringing it into shore and then bringing it back out into the bays along the west coast of Florida, trying to bring up energy, drive up energy. And you could see the distortion in the eye as they were doing this. But they failed. It shorted out. It did not have much of a storm surge, and it had very little
water. Well, that's the bottom line about weather weapons, whether they did this or not, and I'm not disagreeing with you, Professor. They have the technology. That's declassified.
Yes.
They admit they're doing it, and they admit they're testing. So, of course, they legalize it under U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, chemical, biological, radiological, weather, any type of secret testing as long as it's for research purposes. So it's never operational. All these giant programs, they still call them research, just like Tuskegee and injecting black people with syphilis.
Well, if nothing else, they should have steered this storm northwards in the Atlantic away from any harm. So I know they have the ability to do this. So why didn't they do this? Why did they direct it into Florida and then Governor Rick Scott is and CNN pounding? Everybody has to evacuate. Everybody has to evacuate. They were going for maximum damage in Florida. And that would have depopulated Florida. As it turns out, a lot of people stayed. There are people back in business. I know people in Tampa that are back at the office today. And so they failed. They failed at their objective.
It's incredible to see Tampa Bay and other areas, a Leanne McAdoo shot video as well, walking out hundreds of yards, just no water.
Right. Yeah. And there was no storm surge. It was very minimal. And so all of that underground infrastructure that should have been damaged was not.
Incredible. Professor James McCanney is our guest. We're going to get his view on, though a lot of this is secret, what's the big picture? And I want to be clear, I'm not saying this was controlled. I'm not saying I disagree with him. I'm not saying I agree. I think it's open for discussion. He's a smart professor, done a lot of research, and we're getting his view on this. But we know they've got weather modification, and they're manipulating hurricanes. Why aren't they knocking them out to sea?
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why new manna storable foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. New manna is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your new manna today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Well, I won't.
Coming up, Hillary Clinton's new book's out, and she attacks me 6 times in it. And she did an audio book for us. We're going to be playing those. Remember, she called me the dark heart, and she said that I lost for the election. And what's crazy is you lost her in the election. You voted against her. Not the Russians. I did vote against her. But again, they want to make the symbol Alex Jones, blame me, and then try to destroy me in some media ritual. It's not going to work. That article's up on InfoWars.com with the video, with the audio, and with the transcript of her new book. Hillary Clinton obsessed with Alex Jones' new book. So I love how they're attacking me everywhere, trying to destroy me everywhere, and then trying to censor me while they create all these straw men characters on TV that say, I'm Alex Jones reporting, and I don't like such and such, and then say something bigoted. I mean, the fact that it works on leftist TV viewers is terrifying, that this is the level of their constituent. They don't play what I ever say when Tom Brokaw says I'm a deep racist or complete racist. They just say I am, as if the thing makes it so. Like, I am Puff the Magic Dragon. No, I'm not. Alex Jones is a Nazi. No, I'm not. Alex Jones is a purple walrus. No, I'm not. The fact is, Professor James McCanney is right. There are weather weapons. It's admitted. They've got it. And I love how it's all over the news in foreign countries that they've got ionizing systems on the ground, jets, spray planes. They're doing it. They admit it in Dubai and China. But here, they just say, oh, you're crazy. So in the few minutes we've got left, I want to invite you up for a full hour in the near future. What's really going on? Because, I mean, so much of this is secret. We know what's going on, but what's the end game?
Well, Alex, I believe that they lost the election. They don't know what to do with Trump. This is a symbol of desperate people doing desperate things. My view is this is the deep state. This is clearly the U.S. military that is in control of this. And we're looking at two population centers. What I am worried about are other things like the Canary Islands forcing a landslide or causing earthquakes on the New Madras fault line or the San Andreas, or messing with Yellowstone. We already know that NASA has proposed pumping steam into Yellowstone, and luckily the Park Service has said stay away. But that would create the biggest volcanic explosion we've ever seen in the world. But
exactly why that was in the Associated Press. Why, if a super caldera is going on, would you pump steam back in it knowing that that's what causes it to explode?
Well, they think it's the gas that's in the volcano. They, you know, standard theory says that that's what caused the explosion. No, it's when the water goes down, hits the magma, and you got the biggest steam engine on the planet. But I'm worried about false flag EMPs. Where they shut down, they pull the electrical grid. The number of rabbits that they have in their hats. But these are desperate people doing desperate things.
And of course, the Pentagon's got the 20-year-old document owning the weather by 2025. Yeah. I mean, hide this.
Absolutely. No, this is absolutely here. There's no question that Hurricane Irma was manipulated. Look, the other thing is you need a real energy system to drive these storms. There was no natural existing.
That's my next question.
System.
Are they using aerosols or electromagnetic ground-based?
Oh, this is from laser satellites. What they do is they enhance the electrical currents that are driving the storm.
Now, I know you've been saying that for 20 years. All I could ever prove was ground-based and air-based. Now they got the movie Superstorm or Geostorm coming out where it is space-based lasers, just like you first said.
Yeah, and I developed the techniques. I developed the processes, and the idea was to steer these away from land. And you can see it when they talk about double walls. This is the stretching of the eye due to the laser. And even the news.
You know, I forgot. How many years ago did I hear you on, was it Coast to Coast, your own show, talking about space-based lasers? And either you're right about that or they copied you for the new movie Geostorm. Because, I mean, it's just crazy. It's wild.
Yeah, but that's, like I say, you have to first understand hurricanes are not driven by warm water. That's ludicrous. That's like saying that the gas coming out of your tailpipe pushes your car down the road. It's ludicrous. But they keep driving this.
What are they driven by? Usually solar radiation coming in?
Well, the Earth has electrical fields between the ionosphere and ground, and typically they're blocked by the dielectric properties of the atmosphere. But when you get these big cloud systems rolling off Africa, it's like a finger sticking up, and once that electrical discharge begins, that's when the hurricane, the eyes form, the ionization.
So basically, really tall clouds pierce the Earth's atmosphere shield and bring in the space particle electricity.
Yep. And if you learn how, if that's the process, and you enhance that with a laser, you're driving the hurricane. You can
so
leave
I get it,
around.
The lasers, those punch a hole through simply for the connection to begin.
You enhance the electrical current. That's what you're doing.
Do five more minutes with you if you can, because I'm going to play the trailer for Geostorm that's
We're
coming
on
out.
March. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff cost us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I've been hearing Professor James McCanny for, it's got to be 20 years. I'm going from memory. I think he's been on the show before, but I got to be honest. I remember him talking, and I know he's a big engineer and worked for all these big companies and spoke at these big, you know, geophysical union meetings and all the rest of it and lectured at Los Alamos Laboratory. I mean, he's the real deal. But I hear him talk about they've got space-based systems with lasers, and then that drives the hurricanes and then allows the connectivity. And back then I was like, that just sounded too fancy. But then as I interviewed astrophysicists and everybody else, they explained that the atmosphere keeps all that ionizing radiation and all these different types of particles and different types of energy from getting into the Earth. And now they have CBS news shows, as I'm showing on TV here, where CBS admits weather modification lasers are in operation. And then on CBS, they say, we have, in fact, let's try to cue that up later, mega lasers. They say these super high-powered lasers where we control the storms and where we can destroy the storms or make them bigger. And the CBS host says to the professor, famous physics professor, well, wait, you mean in the laboratory? He goes, oh, yes, of course, laboratory. So then I think back to McCanney talking about the Russians and the lasers and all the rest of it. Again, it's that the laser, even if it's ground-based, to be super powerful, space-based, moderately so, opens up that channel simply for the connection. So whether it's one little copper wire or one little laser, it still allows, I guess, the trough to open is what I've been now actually reading the physics. I'm not a physics guy. I can now understand it, I guess, at 43 years old. And then it's like, oh, I get it. Because I was like, why don't I have ground-based doing it? It needs to be up in space to open the channel instead of shooting up through all the water. It's like 10 feet of water on average up into space. If you condense the atmosphere, you got to open it up from the top where it's clean. It's a lot easier to pierce. And then it makes the connection. So now I remember this guy on shows 15, 20 years ago talking about it, rolling my eyes. And then now, wow, they've got this film coming out like a month. And I'm not advertising for it. I'm just showing this is everything everybody's been talking about. And now here it is. What is it like to see Josh Brolin, all these other big stars, in a movie about world government and weather terrorism? Here it is. Green weather alert.
Senate committee will now hear from Jacob Lawson, Climate ISS Chief Coordinator. May the record reflect that he was nearly 1 hour late.
Yeah, sorry about that. I literally had to fly in from outer space.
Thanks to the system of satellites, natural disasters have become a thing of the past. We can control our weather.
Mr. President, one of our thermospheric satellites malfunctioned over Afghanistan.
So your proposal is what?
We shut down all satellites.
I don't need to remind all of you how many people died from catastrophic climate conditions.
Make sure there's no further incidents.
Are you going back up to space?
But I'm coming back. I promise.
Have a safe trip, sir. Just don't touch anything.
Main engine starter.
Mr. Jake Lawson.
Really? Jake Lawson?
You look much older than I would have thought.
I mean, you look good. Am I getting fired?
My access has been blocked.
So satellite has a bad con, that happens.
Not a satellite.
Laser.
This wasn't a malfunction. It was intentional.
Catastrophic weather
sun, like we are, of all these high-powered particles, all this basically electricity. So let's just stop right there. You watch the trailer. It shows UN troops all over the world. That's the condition of UN, not just in blue helmets, but blue uniforms. Okay? And it just shows a global authority dealing with the problem. So it's all conditioning. They're just rolling it out. And I got to say, James McCanney, you sounded sincere. I did research over the years. And then now, you were the first guy I heard talk about space-based control. Now I get it. Spend a few more minutes talking about this.
Alex, you hit it right in the head when you talked about the funnel. See, the dielectric of the atmosphere, and this is what Tesla was doing. Tesla, back in the early 1900s, was tapping into this. That's what he was using his Tesla towers for. They were a mechanism for, down on the planet Earth, drilling up through what I call drilling through the atmosphere. And once you do, you can unload that power, electrical
power.
It's
like a space elevator. We know the FBI raided him. He was probably killed working for J.P. Morgan, raided him to get all his technology.
Exactly. And it was George Bush Sr. who was in that when he was a young guy. When him and Skorvinsky?
Yeah.
Who actually supposedly suffocated Tesla and George Bush Sr.
Well, that was out in Colorado. That was out in Colorado.
No, the Tesla died in his New York hotel.
Sure, but I'm saying they also seized everything out in Colorado.
Exactly, and took down the Wardenclyffe Tower. That was, they said, to keep it from the Germans. Well, that was ridiculous. They took it down because it was a way to get free energy from not, in the sense of putting a box on the table and getting free energy, but literally getting existing massive amounts of energy to drive technology.
And by the way, they now admit this in all the major tech publications and science, that they can put big satellites out there that grab the radiation of the sun, not just the regular heat. But again, once you're not having the atmosphere, our defensive bubble, it's how many times more strong on average out in space?
Oh, it's a tremendous amount. You have the entire spectrum, because we're dealing with just the visible spectrum down here. You have the all the way from the infrared, the microwaves, and all the way up to X-rays. So you have tremendous amount of energy to trap. But, you, Alex, you're exactly right. You've got it right on the head. From above, you can see down the eye. You put the laser there, you can drag these things around like a bull with a ring in its nose. You can increase the energy, you can decrease the energy. But the point is, these storms should never have hit any landfall at all.
By the way, certified with old technology, they can control and steer hurricanes. 1967, Stanford Research, Ben Livingston, meteorologist, secret Air Force Navy program, declassified 2006, certified. They can control them with old technology. Why aren't they steering them out to sea?
Absolutely, absolutely. But I'm wondering also, I think I probably should have got some royalties from this movie.
Well, tell us about the laser technology. Is that from the Russian research you worked on, or others?
Yeah, that's why we developed it. And the Russian scientists were very advanced. University of Novosibirsk, Alexei Dmitriev, Alex Tetanov, and the crew there. And I was lucky enough to be associated with them. And the reason they wanted my theoretical work is because they were observing this and they didn't know what was causing it. So then they understood it. They broke it down. We said, okay, now we can use this, because it's like a trigger. It's like having this energy system, and now you can control it. So you can control tornadoes. You can move tornadoes around. Tornadoes are the same.
So they're simply tapping into the incredible amount of energy in space.
Absolutely.
And then pouring it into the Earth, directing it where they want with lasers.
Exactly. Exactly. You're taking a natural process and enhancing it. That's what you're doing.
We know that 90% of the space program is secret. I know you worked on some university programs and things, and most of those are DARPA funded, so you can't get into that. But how extensive from your research is this?
It's pervasive. Of course, the military's objective is to control everything. But a long time ago, we decided not to militarize space. The same Russian scientists in around 2001, once we realized the U.S. was sending up these laser satellites, they went to the United Nations and wanted a treaty. The U.N. wrote up a treaty for space-based, weather-based systems, and the U.S. refused to sign it.
I remember that.
And that was the same group of people.
But then they attack us and say we're crazy, even though I've got all the proposed treaties. All the stuff you talk about has been in the news now.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the U.S., the reason the U.S. didn't sign it, because they wouldn't sign the part that would not allow them to use it against their own people. That's why the U.S. did not sign it. And that's what they're doing. They're using this against the American population.
Well, one way they're covering it up in Scientific American and all these tech magazines, you know, that we all see at the bookstands, and I've bought many times, is they go, oh, we're going to harness power from space. They show these bigger rays that grab the power, and then it shows a laser that beams it back to a power station on Earth. But then I remember reading more and going, wait a minute, they're going to open up a connection through the atmosphere. Will that bleed off atmosphere? What will that do to have giant lasers constantly shooting back down to power plants on Earth through the atmosphere?
Well, you're going to open up a channel to that ionosphere. The laser is going to ionize the air, and just like lightning, it first ionizes a path, and then the energy comes down. And so you cannot do this. You cannot have space elevators. You cannot have lasers shining through. The second shuttle accident was a laser beam hitting that. You could see that. I saw a video taken by a guy out in California whose hobby it was to take videos.
Well, that even came out in the San Francisco Chronicle, and they raided the gobbiest house to videotape the green laser hitting it and then it vaporizing. Why do you think they blew up the shuttle?
I don't know. I have no. If I could get into these people's heads, I'd probably write a book on it. But they're crazy.
Well, they wanted to end the shuttle program, so they just did that to have a bang. But expanding on this, as we talk more about this, it's just crazy to realize that in pop culture they admit it, in science culture they admit it, but they never give the real reason for it, and now it's just hiding in plain view. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. It's in plain view. And when I started talking about this in public, like you say, people thought, hey, this guy's crazy, you know, laser satellites. And but what's amazing to me, Alex, is they keep pumping this idea on the news media, on the fake weather news, that hurricanes are caused by warm water. It's absurd. There's no mechanism to get energy from warm water into a hurricane or maintain it. That's a thermodynamic impossibility. It's absurd. But I heard a million times the weathermen keep, though it's went out.
To understand what you're saying is there's clearly tall enough clouds get up into the ionosphere, energy comes in, it starts forming more nuclei, starts spinning, and has more energy then.
Well, the ions that are down around the, as these storm systems move across Africa, the electrical currents are going down to ground. As soon as they move out over the ocean, there's no ground anymore. It's just ionized air at the surface of the ocean, and those start to spin and try and find a path upwards. And when they do, that's where the eye forms. The eye typically forms at the very tallest part of the cumulonimbus clouds, and that's what's connecting the electrons.
Sure, that's the electrons.
Down.
Absolutely. I've had astrophysicists on that agree with you. But again, that's what's crazy. Mainline science admits all this, but you turn on the news, they're like talking to us like we're 5 years old.
Yeah. Why this pretend weather news, and, you know, that tornadoes are caused by clouds rubbing together? What? You know, it's absurd. Tornadoes are caused by the same electrical phenomenon. And we could use that energy, like with Tesla towers, to extract that energy from the ionosphere, although it's a pretty dangerous thing to do.
Well, Professor James McCanny, I am so impressed, and there's so much to research and so much to know, but there's just so much happening, and it's talk about the total class system of this whole secret global scientific and military industrial elite that Eisenhower warned of, and now this is the new super elite class. And they've decided they want to depopulate the Earth because they're God, like a Moonraker Ian Fleming novel. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex.
Wow, that was powerful. If Hillary Clinton's so invincible, why was she worried about little old Alex Jones? Well, they knew our audience was exposing her, and they knew that we were one of the most viral news sites and radio/TV shows exposing her. But they thought what we were saying was radical sounding, and that if they made InfoWars the poster child for Donald Trump and nationalism, people would turn against it. But that's in their ivory tower, coastal elites mindset, where they hate Christians and hate God and hate Orthodox Jews and just basically hate anybody that isn't a devil worshiper. And what ended up happening is it blew up in their face. And they still don't get it, though. The more they demonize us, the more they attack us, people know they're the enemy. So here's her earlier comments. There's been a lot this year where she blamed me for losing the election. And then, of course, she called me the dark heart during the election. And all they've done is raise the profile of InfoWars. But it's a strange thing. While they raise the profile, they also try to censor our actual articles, our actual videos, and what we've actually said. So they're trying to destroy the image of InfoWars. So, no, we are your champion. I don't want to be your champion. I don't have all the answers. I'm a humble person. But they've chosen to make us the figurehead of the liberty movement. So understand, if they can destroy us, they're coming after you next. So I am now you. You are now me. We are now together. We are now one. They hate you. They see you as bitter clingers, flyover country. They want to dominate you. They want to control you because they know you're good. It's spiritual. They have chosen little old me as the person they want to destroy. So I'm looking for your prayer more than anything. Now here is this witch, this woman with child traffickers all around her, funding the Arab Spring, mass murder of Christians, all their crimes. Here they are thinking arrogantly, Madam President, Newsweek had already printed up the magazine covers, but it blew up in their face because they're not God. They're not invincible. They're just narcissistic megalomaniacs that think they are. And we called their bluff. We told them, filled their hand politically. We've beaten them so far, and we'll beat them no matter what happens into the future as long as we never give up. Here she is.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones. who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that.
The Russians ran an extensive information war campaign against my campaign to influence voters in the election. And then they began to weaponize them. And they began to have some of their allies within the internet world, like InfoWars, take out pieces and begin to say the most outrageous, outlandish, absurd lies you can imagine.
But Trump doesn't challenge these lies. He actually went on Jones's show and said, "Your reputation is amazing. I will not let you down."
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, folks. Now, the story is up on InfoWars.com. Hillary Clinton obsessed with Alex Jones in new book. And we have new attacks here that I'm very, very proud of from her book, What Happened? Well, America rejected you. You know, it's like taking a drink of milk and you realize it's rotten. We spit you out of our mouths. You were beyond lukewarm. You were like rancid, poisonous, satanic droppings. You happened. And nothing can put Humpty Dumpty back together again. So here's a clip from her new book, What Happened, Attacking Yours Truly. Here's the first clip.
As hard as the politics of guns are, and as divided as the country feels, we've got to do better. The NRA can spend all it wants. Donald Trump can pal around with Alex Jones, the conspiracy theorist who has called the Sandy Hook massacre a hoax. What a despicable lie. They're on the wrong side of justice, history, basic human decency. And it's because of the Sandy Hook parents, the mothers of the movement, Gabby and Mark, and so many other incredibly brave survivors and family members that I know in my heart that one day we will stem the tide and save lives.
Okay, let's stop right there. I have seen them with these talking points pin everything in the campaign and since then that I basically committed the mass shooting at Sandy Hook. I mean, that's what it's turned into. My listeners didn't buy the official story because they saw the fake babies and the incubators and the stage stuff to get us in the Iraq war. And they saw Hillary fund the Arab Spring and they saw all the other things they've done. So people questioned it because Bloomberg got caught in emails the day before saying a big event's about to happen. Get ready. We're going after the guns tomorrow. But I don't know if Sandy Hook happened or didn't. In fact, I know mass shootings do happen. I'm not going to sit there and make a call I can't prove. Let's say it happened. Mass shootings happen. But what I know is they blame gun owners for Adam Lanza and the illegal gun he had. And then J.P. Morgan owned the house and bulldozed it the next week, and they bulldozed the school and all this, and then they said gun owners were to blame. If somebody runs over a crowd of people, an Islamicist, Islam's to blame, not Ford or Chevy or Dodge or Toyota or Nissan or whatever the company is, Ferrari. So I'm sick of hearing some weird, whacked-out white supremacist ran over a woman we later learned died of a heart attack or whatever, poor lady. And then all whites are to blame. But then when you got video all over the world, the black people looting, you know, all over Florida, all over the Caribbean, oh, don't show that footage of your racist. And I'm not against black people, but I don't blame all black people. You got a bunch of black people out looting, but don't blame white people when somebody else does something. So there's that clip. Blaming all gun owners and then misrepresenting what I've said. It's crazy. Here's another clip. What happened? From her ridiculous book of fiction from Hillary Clinton. Here's the next clip.
Then in early December, a 28-year-old man from North Carolina drove to Washington, D.C. with a Colt AR-15 assault rifle, a .38 caliber Colt revolver, and a knife. He had read on the internet that a popular local Washington pizzeria was secretly hosting a child sex abuse ring run by John Podesta and me. This particularly disgusting fake news got its start with an innocuous email released by WikiLeaks about John going out for pizza. It was quickly refracted through the dark corners of the internet and emerged as a blood-curdling conspiracy theory. Alex Jones, the right-wing talk show host, effusively praised by Trump, who claims that 9/11 was an inside job and the Sandy Hook massacre was a hoax, recorded a YouTube video about, quote, all the children Hillary Clinton has personally murdered and chopped up and raped, unquote. Soon that young man from North Carolina was in his car on his way to Washington.
I'm not going to listen to more of this. That clip is directly what they played on Fox News with Megyn Kelly. When I said, I don't know if the pizzeria stuff's true. And that was the media diverting onto the pizza place when it was pizza code words in the Podesta emails in New York about we're going to have the cheese pizza, we're going to have the kids and the hot tubs. It was CNN, New York Times, and others that diverted off into the pizzeria and then said we made those claims about the pizzeria. You understand? And then we clarified and they called it a retraction. So that's their fake news disinfo op. But no. People all around you are being convicted of sex crimes like Wiener. Your husband's in dozens and dozens of flights on the sex plane, Lolita Express, with kidnapped little girls, Jerry Epstein. Your top people in your foundation get caught shipping little kids out of Haiti for sale and then change their names and cover it up. The first people you represented in legal firms were child rapists, Hillary. So you build this straw man that we sat there and made all this up and sat there and did all of this. And then some guy that's an actor shows up. None of the witnesses say they saw a gun fired or even heard it. Then you say he came because of me and shot into the wall so that now all pedophiles, now any investigation of the Catholic Church, any of it, it doesn't exist. Even though Senator Menendez is in court right now, you're not going to be able to run on forever, lady. The truth is, your publications said the pizzeria. Your publications diverted everyone onto that instead of all the real emails to cover what really happened and what really unfolded, and you failed again. Oh, the good news is her book is 50% off out of the gate. She's a total failure. No one's buying her lies. It's already literally 50% off out of the gates. And that's in England. Here's another clip from Hillary from her stupid book.
The simplest part is traditional state-run media. In this case, Russian networks such as RT and Sputnik. They use their global reach to push Kremlin talking points over the airwaves and social media, including malicious headlines like Clinton and ISIS funded by same money. Sputnik frequently used the same Twitter hashtag as Trump, hashtag Crooked Hillary. It's hard to know exactly how wide of a reach RT has.
Hit pause. Anytime a hashtag, see, she thinks you're so dumb. Her readers are so dumb. When there's a top hashtag for Super Bowl or Crooked Hillary, whatever's up in the top 10, everyone hashtags that so that it's in the reference feed of whatever's hot. But because a Russian newspaper was doing stories about Hillary and piling on to the huge campaign and the traffic, that's the proof that they use the same hashtag. That's like if you've got a pizza place and you put in the phone book pizza. You're like, strange, another pizza place said the name pizza. You see how dumb she thinks you are? We're going to come back with her latest attacks out of the book on yours truly because she's desperate and pathetic. And we just passed the one-year anniversary of her collapse onto her evil fat face on the 9/11 memorial. Because there is a God. Fourth hour, Paul Watson coming up.